Speaker 1.
Well, I'm just dreading the day that they open up that plant. I know it will mean a lot more jobs for everyone, but I wouldn't dream of working there myself. Just imagine all that toxic waste being dumped into the river. The very thought of it keeps me awake at night. And if there were an explosion, well, it would affect the environment for miles around, not to mention how we would suffer.
Speaker 2.
Even the weather patterns are changing. Some countries are suffering from floods and others drought. If the temperatures rise much more, the polar ice caps will melt, and then the whole Earth will be flooded. Oh dear, it doesn't bear thinking about. Even now, plants and wildlife are suffering from its effects. I just don't know what's to become of us all.
Speaker 3.
Well, to begin with, I can't even open my windows most of the time. What with all of those cars and factories releasing poisonous chemicals into the air, it's enough to choke you. It's dreadful. And when the chemicals mix with the water in the clouds, it comes back as polluted rain, causing all sorts of problems. Yeah, I really worry about the damage it's doing, especially to the environment.
Speaker 4.
I just dread to think what will happen when there's no coal or oil left. At the moment, more than 80% of our energy needs rely on them. Once they've run out, goodness only knows what will happen. I suppose we could be like people from some other countries and use alternative forms of energy. After all, they are cheaper and more environmentally friendly, I suppose. Still, I can't help worrying about it.
Speaker 5.
It was just something I never thought of in the past. Nowadays, it's on everybody's mind. I mean, who knows what we're eating? We could be poisoned with all of those insecticides and pesticides that farmers spray on all the fruit and vegetables. I insist on everything I eat being thoroughly washed. I drive my wife crazy, but you just can't be too careful, can you?
Speaker 1.
Well, I'm just dreading the day that they open up that plant. I know it will mean a lot more jobs for everyone, but I wouldn't dream of working there myself. Just imagine all that toxic waste being dumped into the river. The very thought of it keeps me awake at night. And if there were an explosion, well, it would affect the environment for miles around, not to mention how we would suffer.
Speaker 2.
Even the weather patterns are changing. Some countries are suffering from floods and others drought. If the temperatures rise much more, the polar ice caps will melt, and then the whole Earth will be flooded. Oh dear, it doesn't bear thinking about. Even now, plants and wildlife are suffering from its effects. I just don't know what's to become of us all.
Speaker 3.
Well, to begin with, I can't even open my windows most of the time. What with all of those cars and factories releasing poisonous chemicals into the air, it's enough to choke you. It's dreadful. And when the chemicals mix with the water in the clouds, it comes back as polluted rain, causing all sorts of problems. Yeah, I really worry about the damage it's doing, especially to the environment.
Speaker 4.
I just dread to think what will happen when there's no coal or oil left. At the moment, more than 80% of our energy needs rely on them. Once they've run out, goodness only knows what will happen. I suppose we could be like people from some other countries and use alternative forms of energy. After all, they are cheaper and more environmentally friendly, I suppose. Still, I can't help worrying about it.
Speaker 5.
It was just something I never thought of in the past. Nowadays, it's on everybody's mind. I mean, who knows what we're eating? We could be poisoned with all of those insecticides and pesticides that farmers spray on all the fruit and vegetables. I insist on everything I eat being thoroughly washed. I drive my wife crazy, but you just can't be too careful, can you?